It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day, y'all. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send it by email to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln, located here in Elk City. If you're in the market for a newer used vehicle, I encourage you to reach out to Barber Dyson. They can find you what you're looking for. I think I covered it all this morning. We've already had a morning here, haven't we?
We have.
Would you pray to start us out?
Yes. Dearly Father, we just thank you for today. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. And Lord, you never leave us, Lord, and you're always beside us, and you always speak, and we're so thankful for that today. We just pray for our listeners, Lord, that you would just open their heart and mind, be open and receptive to what you would have to speak today to their life. Pray that, Lord, what we share today is uplifting and encouraging, helps us to continue to go forward. We just pray, Lord, that you would just bless this hour. Let your presence just fill this room. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I didn't. So I've been on a mission this morning already. And Amen. I threw you under the Jesus bus. I'm not sorry.
I'm used to it. No. I look at it as it was a divine appointment. And what an opportunity that we had this morning just to minister and to share Jesus and to be the answer. You know, young man that was here that we prayed with and prayed for, he was praying for God to reveal to him, and God used us to be the answer. And so how awesome and how powerful is that? You know, it goes back to just being open to the Spirit and him leading and guiding us. So incredible.
He was walking. I was on my way to the Hour of Power. I'm going to catch y'all up. I was on my way to the Hour of Power this morning. And I seen a man walking. And when I looked over and seen him, I heard stop. I knew that I knew that that was my Lord. So I pulled over and I stopped. He was just praying and asking God to send someone, because he has drug court and he has to be in Sayre by 10 o'clock to take his drug test. Yeah. The enemy, he told me when he got in the car, the enemy is beating me down. I don't know if I can do it. And I said, with God, you can do it.
Yes.
He hurt you. My plan was, if he could not find a ride to Sayre by the time we got here, I was going to start the podcast, and I was going to take that baby to Sayre. I was not going to let the devil beat that boy down.
Right.
And he's not a little boy. He's in his 30s. I was not going to let the enemy win that one.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. I I didn't even get your title or anything this morning, Chasten.
That's okay. My title this morning is Launching into the Deep.
Quit it.
So, yeah. Launching into the Deep.
I'm ready, man. I'm so ready.
So it's just a confirmation, you know, on what we needed this morning. And I believe there's a lot of others listening this morning that need this as well. And, you know, it's God is just so awesome. And
yes,
the way
he
works and the way he navigates. Going to have a few passages of scripture. Our main scripture is going to be in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. And I'll just begin by reading this verse here. And get my Bible here. And the New King James Version reads it this way. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets was breaking. And so they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And what a wonderful, one of my favorite passages in the Bible, and of Jesus and the disciples and teaching and showing them. And this morning as we begin, I just want us to ask the question, what is holding us back from what God has for us? And, you know, there's so much more that God has for us and has in store for our life. But there's things that try to hold us back and to keep us where we are. And so, as we read here, we find the disciples that are washing their nets. They've been out all night fishing. They didn't catch anything. And that makes it even a longer night when you're out there on a boat, not catching anything. And in verse 4, Jesus speaks to Simon, and he said, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered this way in verse 5. He said to him, "Master, we have toiled, we have labored, we have worked all night, and we have caught nothing." And what Peter was saying here, because they were professional fishermen, they knew what they were doing, they knew the time to go out, they knew the place to go, they had all the equipment, they had every technique, and he is basically saying, you know what, we're professionals at this, and we've been out and we have caught nothing. And so, you know, he's thinking, you know, what's going to be different now? What's going to allow us to catch something now? And so, and many times we get into that same mindset. You know, we've done everything that we can. We know how to do it. We know how to navigate through these things. What's going to be different now? What's going to change the situation now? But this is how he replied, and I think this is so powerful and so very important, because it's how we respond to things. It's how we react. You know, we can think things, and things can go through our mind, but it's how we reply, it's how we respond and how we react, and this is how he replied. He said, "Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the nets." And, what we got to understand here is when they brought those nets in and they were washing them, this took a lot of time. But God does not always go and speak on our time. He goes off his time. And so, you know, we just got to get to the place where we reply and say, you know what? We've done all that we can do. Now it's time for God to do what only he can do. And so he replied, nevertheless. And, you know, many times that's what keeps us in the shallows of life, in the shallow part of life. It's what keeps us back and away from the supernatural things of God. And there's so much that God desires to do. There's so much that God desires to take us. And, you know, but there's times where we just get to the place where we refuse to try again. Many times we never get to the place, nevertheless. And so, you know, just that's something that we can take just from this short passage today. Just get to the place of nevertheless. We may be tired. We may be worn down. We may be frustrated. We may be distracted. We may be discouraged. But we've got to, you know, stand up once again. You know, like we shared with David this morning, you know, the enemy tries to knock us down all the time. But we've got to find another reason to stand back up and say, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And he'll carry us through. You know, but there's times where our mind and our feelings and our emotions get in the way, and we think that we have it all figured out. We think that we can, you know, sometimes we think that we can do things better than God. You know, better than all these things, but God's ways is always higher than our ways. You know, it doesn't always, we can't get by with just doing it our way. We need to get to the place where we say, you know what, Lord, do it your way. Lord, have your way in this place. Have your way in this situation. You know, and I think that's what the Lord's speaking to us today, is to keep trying again. You know, don't stay down, don't stay defeated, don't stay in the shallows, but try again. Just go back out and let the nets down one more time. You know, when we're in the shallows of life, that's the place where our flesh is still in charge. You know, it's the place where we're comfortable. It's a place where we're familiar with. But whenever we launch out into the deep, we're no longer in the flesh, but we've got to rely on our faith. We've got to step out of the flesh and step into faith. And that takes a lot of determination. It takes a lot of great expectation. Takes, you know what, I'm believing that something's going to happen. This is unfamiliar. This is not comfortable. I've never been here before, but I'm going out on God. I'm going out on faith, and I'm believing that something mighty is going to happen. Something great is going to take place. And so I believe Peter and these disciples, whenever they went out on these boats, I believe they had a great expectation when they went out the first time, but I really believe they had a greater expectation when they went out the second time, because they were not going out on their own ability, but they were going out in faith in direct instructions from the Lord. And so, yeah, it's just a powerful thing, and how the Lord instructs and navigates, and he's still speaking the same way today. That's why this is the living word, that it's still alive and it's still real and it's still for this moment in which we're in. And so, you know, the Lord's saying, you know what, put your emotions aside. It doesn't matter how you've done it, how many times you've done it. Go out and try again and see what I'm able to do. You know, as we said, it takes a lot of determination to go and step out in faith and to get into the deeper places where God desires us to go. As we said, you're not relying on flesh anymore, but you're relying on faith. You know, whenever you get out and you can't touch anymore, and you're deep and you got to rely on your swimming skills to keep your head above water. Amen. That's what faith does to us spiritually. Faith keeps us afloat. Faith keeps us focused and in tune with God. You know, you're reminded of whenever Jesus came walking on the water in the storm, and Peter had the determination to step out of the boat. You know, boat was a safety place. Boat was a security place, but Peter said, I'm going to step out and I'm going to go to Jesus. And so we can't, this is not my notes or anywhere. I'm just being led on how the Lord leads me today. Mm-hmm. But many times we get comfortable in our place. Mm-hmm. And many times we get comfortable in our own struggles and even our own storms. We stay in the boat when Jesus is saying, come out to me and I'm going to meet you where you're at. And so we can't stay comfortable in our storm, but we've got to walk out in faith and determination, knowing that God's going to meet us in the middle of that struggle, in the middle of that circumstance, in the middle of that addiction. We're going to find Jesus in the middle, and we're going to say, you know what? Amen. This is so much better. There's so much freedom. There's so much greater where I'm at now than where I was before. I thought I was safe before, but I'm a lot more, I'm more safe whenever Jesus met me. Yeah. In that struggle. So maybe that's for somebody today. But, you know, we just got to keep our mind off of self and keep our mind on God.
He was... I was on my way somewhere.
Yeah.
I had somewhere to be this morning. I had a job to do this morning. How many times are we so fixed on what we have in front of us that we cannot hear the Holy Spirit speak one word? All I heard was one word when I seen him, and that word was stop. How many times are we as children of God, the living God, are so fixed and focused on what we have to do, what we have on our agenda mm-hmm. for that day, that we don't hear that one soft word, stop. When David got into my car, the first thing he said is, the enemy's drawn me out into the ocean of emotion, and that's something that I have talked to him about before in the past.
Yeah.
It's about not allowing the enemy to draw us out into the ocean of emotion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You cannot go out into the ocean of emotion. It's a trap.
Yeah.
The enemy is trying to draw you out so he can drown you. Had I not had my floaty of faith in that moment, and my ears tuned in, listening, what do you want to say to me this morning, Lord? What do you have to say to me today? It was one word for a brother, kind of in a pickle.
Yeah.
One simple word. Mm-hmm. And I had a choice to make. Am I going to be obedient? Or am I just going to turn a deaf ear? Am I going to put my blinders on? Man.
Yeah.
That young man has battled addiction a long time. The enemy has had him so long. How are they going to be free if we as Christians aren't willing to listen and be obedient, set aside, and be willing to do the work no matter what?
Yeah.
I was, when he said he had to be in Sayer by 10, I looked at him, I said, you will get there. Mm-hmm. You will get there, David. I will make sure you get there, brother.
Yeah.
As a sister, if I could. As a sister, it is my job as a sister in Christ. Yes, sir. As a sister in Christ, it is my job, my responsibility to stay sensitive and to listen. And to move.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That goes right along with my next point this morning in another scripture in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 10. And this passage reads, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." And so our next point is we must get out of the shallows of carnal thinking and carnal living. And, you know, just being obedient. And, you know, we got to get out to the deeper waters of the Spirit. And so, you know, if we were just in the temporary and saying, you know what, I got to get to this place, this is my duties, it's not part of my schedule, we would totally miss what God had for us at that moment. But when we go according to the Spirit, we say, you know what, those things can wait just a moment. Those things can wait just a second. Let's let God do His work. Let's let God do something powerful. Let's set back. Let's see a miracle unfold. Amen. Let's see a blessing take place. And, you know, how awesome and how great is that? Because everything in this life, it's going to die. It's going to fade away. But whenever we're able to take the time and share Christ and to be there, those things are going to live on. And those can change and affect someone's eternity and someone's life, even their life for that day and for that moment. But a great place for God just to really continue to work and move within their life. And so, you know, we've got to be reminded that the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh will always be weaker than the Spirit. The flesh will always tell us reasons not to, but the Spirit will always tell us reasons to do it, to go forward with it. And so the flesh will always consistently try to keep us where we are, but the Spirit will constantly and consistently try and take us further than we've ever been before, further than we've ever even thought possible within our own life. And I put this in my notes. He'll take us from glory to glory. And then when we get to glory, guess what? He has more glory. He's going to keep taking us to glory and glory, deeper and deeper and deeper in God. And so, you know, if we want to get out there where God can really take over and move and really bless and really use us in a great way, there's anchors that's got to be detached from our life. And so there are many anchors that are holding us into the shallows of life, and those things have got to be cut from us. You know, these can be a number of different things. You know, it could be flesh, it could be about self, it could be about control, it could be about forgiveness, unforgiveness. You know, we've got to detach all these things from our life, and know that God desires to take us out further than where we are. You know, there may be some watching and some saying, you know what, you don't know what has happened, you don't know what's unfolded, you don't know what's taken place in my life. Can I say and remind you this morning, it doesn't matter where you've been. It matters on where God's taking you this moment today and is able to take you. We've got to rise above it. And so rise above the carnal thinking, rise above the flesh, and keep believing that God has something greater in store for your life.
Yes. One of the things when I made the decision to turn back to God, to turn back to my Jesus, and I got the desire to start going back to church. And Pastor Dwight said something to me that changed my life. He looked at me and he said, your future is not determined by your past, but by how you respond to God today. And every day you wake up is today. Respond. The proper response to love is to love. Why aren't we responding properly to love?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's what I tell people that I encounter. God used Pastor Dwight to deliver that to me. And I would not be doing the kingdom any good if I didn't take that and pass it. Sprinkle it like glitter on everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I'm a girly. I like glitter.
Yes, absolutely.
Would now be a good time for some prayer requests?
Yeah, now
would
be a great time for some prayer needs, prayer request.
Okay.